Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Greetings from the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, and welcome again all good students throughout Solomon Islands to this 9th Junior Secondary School Home School Radio session. To take you through this session, I'm Visi Tupo.
And I'm Rose Paya.
And Georgina Peter.
Your host for the next 30 minutes session.
Thank you, Visi. For today's session, we shall continue from where we left in the last session, in which we tried to make you understand the importance or value of your learning or education. Can anyone out there try to recall what we have said about our reason for attending school? Or why are we attending school and learning different subjects?
That is a very important question. Thank you very much, Rose, for reminding us of the importance of schooling. That question, learners, asks you to come back from where you are. Come back to yourself. Ask yourself why you are learning so many things in the school, even outside with your parents, your mom and dad, your guardians. Why are they teaching you so many things day in, day out? Why do we try our best to come even to take you through these radio sessions? It is important, isn't it? Do you still remember the subjects you're learning at school? I believe you will recite all of them. Would you like to recite all the subjects that you have been learning about? The subject that begins with letter A. What is it? Agriculture. Why are you learning, spending so much time learning about agriculture? Is it going to take you somewhere important in your life? I believe so. Agricultural skills, if you remember in the last sessions with Rose, Adrian, and Visi, we were talking to you about the importance of choosing good soil, choosing a good site for your gardens, where the sunlight shines in, where the fresh air can come, and help the plants to grow healthy. And when they grow healthy, what do the plants do? They produce that healthy food that you take in or that you buy from the market. That's the importance of agriculture. It gives you the knowledge and it gives you the skill of how you can find your way to becoming somebody in your community just by making sure you have gardens, you have food, food supply, food security going on, especially at this time in the history of our nation. Home economics is the second one. In home economics, Rose will agree with me that you learn a very important set of knowledge, set of skills that you need in your daily life for your health, for the good of your family, and for your own benefit. As you grow up to be an independent person, looking after another family of your own. Home economics equip you with very essential home skills, life skills that are important. Sewing, cooking, managing a home, maintaining good relationships, and teaching others. All these are essential to make sure the family is connected, is together, and the community is together and doing things efficiently. Not only that, but towards the vast responsibility of nation building. Christian education, we've been having so much on that. What is it teaching you? You have to know why you are learning about Christian education. Remember, God saved Solomon Islands. We attribute the success of this nation to the Christian values and principles, to the Christian teachings. We also respect the fact that we have other religious groups with us in the communities. And they also have that value-based teaching. We learn about respect. We learn about sharing. We learn about love for enemies. We learn about hard work, you know, patience, goodness, and all that. That is what Solomon Islands need. We said that, don't we? It's important to embrace the fact that you can still learn about your God, that you can learn to be a big, responsible girl and boy when you grow up, a responsible steward of God's creation. Okay? Remember we said in our last session, as we take care of the land and the environment we live in, we become the stewards that God put on this creation to look after the earth, to care for the environment and people inside. English, as you all know, why are you learning English? You learn English because language is the key to communication, is the key to connections to people around you. Yeah, for what? To make sure we communicate with other countries, with other people who cannot speak our language. Okay? It's a means of getting connected to the outside world so that we can trade, we can share, yeah, goods and services that we need for our nation. So language is a very important driving factor in development. We must be able to speak English competently to communicate our needs through writing, through speech, and of course, through sharing, conversations, telephones, business, health studies, social studies, and science. You name it. You learn all that skill, right? We learn all that skill. And you will agree with me that all of this only go towards one common goal. What is it? I asked you last week to come back and find your place in your family, in your community, yeah, in your nation. Our ultimate goal through our education system is to educate boys and girls, young men and women, so that we can advance this nation we call our home, Solomon Islands, through nation-building efforts. You can contribute to the building of your nation, whatever skills that you have, whether you will become a doctor, whether you will become a teacher, or whether you will become a sports star, a radio announcer, a scientist, a lawyer, a village farmer, a fisherman. You are contributing. There is value. There is an important reason why we need to contribute. If we are not contributing, nothing will happen. So our aim in education is to build human resource, okay, to build a nation. We talk about family. Okay? We emphasize family because that is where you all begin. Our life begins in the family. The family is the most important place where teaching happens. And then we move on to the community. Okay? All of this knowledge, our home economics knowledge, you learn of all of this. The communities are villages, are the towns, are the cities, and all the urban centers or stations that we have. And well, of all of this combined, we have what we call Solomon Islands, our beloved nation. So, good listeners, learners, teachers, and parents listening out there, we are all united under our common national flag, the blue, yellow, and green, okay, that flies high over Solomon Islands. We are united as a nation. Wherever you are, from the Shortlands in the west to Tikopia in the east, we are one nation. So when you go home last week, or when we finished the other time, I asked you to try to think of words that you can write as a prayer for your family, or your song for your family or community. Okay? And that was supposed to be your homework. Do you remember that, students? Has anyone done a song? Remember, songwriting is also one of the skills that we promote in your English year 1 to 3 syllabus outcomes. Okay? Songwriting. Poems, yeah, can be changed into song when they're given the tunes, yeah, and you sing them. Have you been able to do that? Have you been able to write an anthem for your family or community? I want to ask a question. Why is it important? Why is it important that we have a family prayer or a community song that we communicate to God? Would you like to share your thoughts, Visi?
Thank you, Gina. Family prayers very important, so that family members can be reminded that God exists. And through praying to God every day, we can be able to get what we want and live the life that we want. Regarding community, I think Solomon Islands is a Christian country, and all the people know that the power of prayer has been evident, and we have seen a lot of things through prayer. So communities must always pray to God, because through God, our divine master, all things can be made possible to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Visi. That is so powerful. All things are possible with God. And as a Christian nation, we believe that so. Rose, I know you have had some special time growing up to remember important songs and anthems. I just want to find out, how special are those anthems and songs that you have remembered? Can you name me one of that?
Thank you, Gina. I think the Solomon Islands National Anthem is one that I remembered very well from my primary school days until today. If we look at the song line by line, this is actually a prayer for our nation. The first line alone, God save our Solomon Islands from shore to shore. Blessed all our people and all our land. This is a very inclusive anthem. No one is left out in this national anthem. Rich, poor, handicapped, beautiful, ugly, we all included in this song, our national anthem, which is a prayer for our nation. And the third line, with your protecting hands, with God's protecting hands, joy, peace, progress, and prosperity, that men should brothers be. This speaks a lot to us, each and everyone in our nation. Make nations see that men should brothers be. Our Solomon Islands, our Solomon Islands, our nation Solomon Islands stands forevermore. Amen. So this is not just another anthem. This is actually a prayer that when we sing this song, we can feel it. We are praying for our country. Thank you, Gina.
Wonderful, Rose. I'd just like us to sing one more time, prayerfully, with all of you who are listening out there. We ask you to join before we can proceed to the next session.
God save our Solomon Islands from shore to shore. Blessed all our people and all our land. With your protecting hands, joy, peace, progress, and prosperity, that men should brothers be. Make nations see our Solomon Islands, our Solomon Islands, our nation Solomon Islands. stands forevermore.
Amen. Thank you. If you have joined us, blessings and greetings from the Ministry of Education. Welcome back to our session. Yes, indeed. It's a prayer and it's very important at this time that you as a learner, a parent, a teacher, join hearts with us as we continue to seek God to protect our nation, especially at this time of uncertainty during the second wave of this COVID-19 threat. But God has saved Solomon Islands even before we knew it. Our forefathers, thank you. We thank God for their lives. And so that is the value of anthems, the value of prayers that you write. Okay. We continue to encourage you, learners. Isn't that beautiful to have an anthem? We continue to encourage you. Learn your school song. It is in our curriculum a requirement to learn your school song. Prayerfully sing it to God and command blessing upon your school, your learning, your teachers, your school principals, and everybody. You are a family, you are a community, you are the builders of Solomon Islands. So the next thing that I wanted you to do was to bring that to this session. If you have brought one, you can talk to your parents about it. But as an example, I wish to share one school anthem I also remembered. Rose remembers the Solomon Islands National Anthem. I also cherish this, and I will not forget it, because it's the prayer to God for Solomon Islands' blessings from God. I remember the Selwyn College school song. From islands girded by the Russell Sea, from near and far of diverse tongues and race, yeah, united. I also remembered the St. Nicholas anthem, and I wish to read that. And I would like you to take note that it is a prayer written in a poetic way. Glory and praises be to God on high. Thank you, your blessings we receive. For this, our school, our parents and staff, for this we cherish, Lord of all. And by the grace of God we come, and by the grace of God we learn, and by the grace of God we shall stand complete in the service of the Lord. That is the current school song for St. Nicholas College. I believe wherever you're coming from in your schools, it will revive these songs so that you can continue to sing to show that you are united as a family, one common goal to learn, to become skillful builders of our nation one day. I also have, apart from remembering the school song, I also have a sample to share with you. Remember, I asked you that you could start to write your family anthem. Do you ever think about that? I think about it, but I haven't started to change it into a song. It's only a poem. And I'm going to ask my two colleagues to read with me. The title is My Family. Shall we read together, VC and Rose? One to go. My family,
you are all I need. Every day I wake up to greet you, give you all my love, and share with you heaven on earth. Yes, we have the best papa around. So wise, so loving and caring, the face of God on earth. We have the best angelic faces with angelic smiles. One girl, a daughter, a sister. our queen, or shall we say a princess? Our two boys, 7 years in between, promising leaders of our nation. And mom, busy working mom, my family, my love. I will live to cherish you and give my all for your good as gold, as God is good to me.
Well, you could do that more effectively and more meaningfully and more and much better than we have done. But that is just a sample. And if you could, when you have done that, did you remember I told you to read or share that with your family members? Or would you like to start a song, a family song? Family is very important, isn't it? But even if you don't have one, God is the father of the fatherless. He is the mother of the motherless. He cares. Okay. Not everyone is fortunate to have a family, but God cares. You have the community. We are blessed in Solomon Islands that the community cares. You go to the other parts of the world, you don't find relatives caring for one another. Remember, students? As a nation, as a community of Solomon Islanders, let's be happy. Let's be proud that we can still look after each other. Can we? Of course. We call it the One Talk system. It's a blessing that even if we don't have one, somebody cares. Okay? And more importantly, your family is the first teacher. Okay? You are learning all the subjects, but your family is the first teacher, whoever that you live with. So we encourage you as we proceed that your family, you can describe it as gold, as a treasure. Okay? The most important source of life in the Solomon Islands. So as you find your place to revive your strength in your education, cherish your family, love your family, and continue to work together with them to build yourself, build your family and community. And one day, you are helping to contribute to the nation-building process. And we wish our nation more prosperity and success. So the last part of our session, good listeners, is to use the family as our topic for the next writing style, so the next writing skills in our session. The next segment in your radio session, therefore, good listeners, students and parents, is to find a context for your writing. I believe you can only write effectively if you know what you're writing about. And everybody is part of a family, so everybody can think about ideas connected to the family. Okay. So for the last 10 minutes of your time, I would like you to write this down. For the next radio sessions, for junior secondary radio session, integrated teaching and learning, we would like to refresh your knowledge on the writing styles that you have been learning. Starting from primary, I know that. You started all these writing styles in primary. And I'm sure your teachers right now are teaching you these writing styles. Okay? So remember the topic on family as I begin. So firstly, the important note today is use the family as your topic or theme. Do you know how to spell the word theme? Writing theme. Write your topic. Writing theme. T-H-E-M-E. Theme. Writing theme is my family. Okay? My family. Secondly, I would like you to begin, your writing skills by refreshing your knowledge on paragraph writing. Remember, students, what do you do when you write a paragraph? Or what is a paragraph in English? Paragraph writing. I will introduce that briefly before I ask you to write the topic. Okay? In paragraph writing, there is always one important idea. Correct? There is always one important idea. So the main idea we talk about today is to focus on my family. Put it in quotation marks, my family. Can you say it? My family. Yeah. Okay. That is the topic. But if you would need a question to guide your thinking and your writing, you need to write the question down. Can you write this question? My family is important to me. My family is important to me. Okay, good. To write a paragraph with that heading, my family is important to me, I want you to expand or build on that topic. What you're telling us is your family is important to you. Yeah. So in a paragraph, the next set of sentence must support that sentence. So I would question, why is it important? So the next set of ideas is that you need to find maybe two reasons or three reasons. So the next instruction, find three reasons why your family is important. Why your family is important? Explain three reasons for it. So in other words, you need to write a paragraph with a title, My Family is Important to Me, yeah, because of three reasons. You get that? My family is important to me because of three reasons. That is your topic sentence. That is the main idea. And then you say, firstly, you explain. Yeah? Secondly, another idea. And thirdly, okay, that is the paragraph. Okay, it has to have one main idea, three supporting sentences that connect to the main idea. You must not write another thing. You have to connect the thinking to the first sentence. And then usually in a paragraph, you must have a concluding sentence. Okay? You have explained three reasons why your family is important, and you have to say something to conclude those thinking. And it's up to you whether you want to say thank you to your family or you want to say, yeah, my family is everything I need. You could say one concluding statement to summarize. So next week when you come, you bring that paragraph, and I would like you to look at it as we read through the sample, okay? My family is important to me. And then you write three reasons, but it has to be in a paragraph. Yeah? A paragraph is connected, so you don't put one, two, three, no. You just have to write and connect it. So it becomes one whole paragraph, okay? You can ask your teacher what a paragraph is, and they could help you. But this is the starting point of the writing skills that we will cover, okay? So to end the session, we will take you through the writing skills in the next coming sessions, which you have learned at school. And these, if I could name them, narrative, descriptive writing, expository writing, letter writing, process writing. Okay, remember those? Narrative, descriptive, letter writing, process writing. Okay, we will cover one at a time, but next week bring your homework, which is paragraph writing. Well, good listeners, learners, parents, and those of you out there, faithful listeners to the Learning Continuity Program of the Ministry of Education, we have come to the end of this session. We thank you very much for your time and attention, and we wish you the very best in your family, in your community, and in whatever situation you are in, wherever you are. Remember, we are a nation working together to build our nation through our education, through our learning. Thank you once again. From me, Georgina Pita.
Visi.
And me, Rose Paya.
We say thank you and
bye for now.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.